At issue for the moment is a FERC letter from December 31st telling AEA that 13 of the 58 proposed studies were inadequate. FERC then proposed pushing back their determination on the proposed studies 2 months to allow AEA to more clearly define methods and procedures to support good science. AEA objected to that, saying a 2-month delay this spring might push their 2013 field studies back an entire year. Jan Konigsberg of Alaska Hydro Project says the licensing process the AEA agreed to with FERC calls for clear identification of methods and processes by which the studies will be carried out, and it's incumbent on AEA to fully identify those details in advance.
So what AEA wants to do is apparently not provide the details FERC believes are missing that are necessary to approve a study plan, because those details would say how are you going to do the study. AEA is saying, well, we don't know yet until we go out there. Then we will tell you the details that you say you need before you approve it. That's the difference in the way they're looking at these particular studies.
Governor Parnell went all the way to the top, sending a letter to FERC Chairman John Wellinghoff. In his appeal, Parnell insisted that AEA needed a speedy resolution to this part of the process. That's a request Konigsberg says is a little out of line.
The governor's letter went to the chairman of the FERC commission and was copied to the delegation, and essentially made a demand that was delay is unacceptable. Well, once you make that demand, you're essentially saying that the process you agreed to is not really the one you're going to follow. From a standpoint of preparing the license application and the supposed commitment to doing science by the state in terms of preparing the studies, that it has a chilling effect on or potentially chills participation by state agencies and federal agencies, FERC staff, if they think that that there could be political pressure brought to bear on the process.
It remains to be seen whether FERC complies with the wishes of the state against its own regulatory process. The urgency of the correspondences in the last 2 weeks exemplifies the complexity of the issue. Konigsberg says it shows how the state's desire to fast-track the dam has brought new complications.
This is the most recent indication of how complicated and a process this is, that many of us had forewarned and that we thought that the time schedule initially, at any rate, was unreasonable.
For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.